WW Radio, your information station.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Newscast. Today is Wednesday, February 16th, 2011. I am Lou Mangiello. This is my bad haircut. I'm also the author of the Walt Disney World trivia books, host of the WW Radio Show, and publisher of Celebrations Magazine. I want to welcome you again to tonight's newscast. Make sure you come by and join us every Wednesday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern over at wdwnewscast.com for a live, interactive show covering the Walt Disney World news and rumors. You can be part of the broadcast and the discussion. Ask and answer questions right here in the chat room. If you can't get the show live, be sure and come by. Watch, comment, and subscribe over on our YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/WDW Radio. Be sure and follow me on Twitter. I'm at twitter.com/Lou Mangiello. And join the friend page over on Facebook. It's facebook.com/WDW Radio. This week's and every week's newscast is brought to you by our good friends over at touringplans.com. There you can find a crowd calendar for the best parks to visit, the most crowded parks to avoid every day of the year. For the next 365 days, they tell you how crowded the parks are going to be. They have touring plans no matter how you go or who you go with. And if you go into Disneyland, they've got plans for you there as well. Don't forget, you can also take touring plans with you into the park. The new Lines application right on your mobile phone gives you all that information, as well as fast pass wait times, lots more. Listen, the best way to get the most out of your Walt Disney World vacation, you can find it all over at touringplans.com. Thanks again to them for sponsoring this week's show. So, this week's newscast, I want to talk about one topic specifically because some new information just came out, and my shirt from Destination D last year should give you a hint, because this year is the 40th anniversary of Walt Disney World on October 1st, but D23, the official fan club for the Disney company, has an event coming up this year in May to celebrate Walt Disney World's 40th anniversary, and it is Destination D. It's going to be a two-day event. It's going to celebrate the history of Walt Disney World, much like Destination D did for Disneyland this past September. And they just released the schedule, and it looks like there's something that's going to appeal to Disney fans, whether you are a hardcore enthusiast who's been there since day one, or you are a relatively new fan of the parks. The event is going to take place May 14th and 15th, and they've also let you know that tickets are going to be available starting at 1 o'clock Eastern, Thursday, February 24th, on the D23 website. Tickets are $175 per person, or $215 for a ticket, plus registration in the Great Scavenger Hunt. We're going to talk about that as well. That'll let you have teams of 2 to 4 people to compete in a scavenger hunt separate and apart from the two-day Destination D event. Only the team leader, by the way, needs to pay that $215. That's not for everybody that wants to participate in Destination D. Of course, that person has got to be a D23 member in good standing. There's also going to be on-site registration on Friday, May 13th from noon to 9 p.m. And everybody's going to get a complimentary limited edition reproduction of the 1970 Preview Edition Walt Disney World Souvenir Guidebook. I'm sure I am not the only one who has that and has it dog-eared, because that was one of my favorite books as a child growing up. Really started up my passion and love for Walt Disney World history. Some of the events that they announced for the D23 Expo, they're going to take place over at the Fantasia Ballroom at Disney's Contemporary Resort, include Weird Walt Disney World with Becky Klein. She's the archivist over the archives. And Paul Anderson, who is a Disney historian, great guy, wonderful speaker, great storyteller. Nobody knows more about Disney history than Paul Anderson, except maybe Jim Corcus. Walt Disney World, The Way We Were, Dave Smith, out of retirement from the Disney archives, going to give that presentation. Looking forward to Stephen Vagnini and Paul Anderson's Epcot, Walt Disney's Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow. Rob Klein, also from the archives, is going to have Passed Forward, a history of Walt Disney World on television, which should be fascinating. The Walt Disney World That Never Was, with everybody's favorite Imagineer, Tony Baxter. Tony Baxter and Tim O'Day, also a friend of ours, from The Vault, Walt Disney World Resort on Film. That should be pretty interesting. Imagineer Jason Sorrell is going to have Walt Disney World in detail. That's one of the ones I quickly marked on my calendar. Imagineering Walt Disney World from yesteryear to Tomorrowland. That's with Eric Jacobson, another Imagineer. Creating a whole new Disney World is going to have, really, if you're a fan of Disney history, it's an all-star, star-studded panel with Marty Sklar, Deborah Brown, Orlando Ferrante, Bob Foster, Bob Gurr, and Rob Logan. Making Magic Happen is going to also have Tim O'Day, Jack Lindquist, check out his new book, Bob Mathiasen, Tom Nabby, Charlie Ridgway, check out his book as well, and Imagineer Bill Sullivan. And finally, something that I blew off dinner at Club 33 for in Disneyland, I would do it again here in Disney World, Magic Journeys, a flight of fancy through 40 years of Walt Disney World musical memories with my friend and yours, Richard M. Sherman. That is just part of what's going on there. People in the chat room I'm already watching are saying, wow, that is a loaded ticket, says Lauren J. Daisy. That's what I was hoping to see as well. Didn't know what we were going to get versus what happened in Disneyland last year. Very similar slate of events, obviously this time skewed towards Walt Disney World. I am a huge Walt Disney World fan first, so I am incredibly excited about what they're bringing. These guys could sit there and talk all day, and they will, and I will sit there and listen. I have a feeling that this event is going to be very, very popular. And again, I think there's a lot here, no matter what your interest is in Walt Disney World and what your level of interest or expertise is as well. Some of the guys, you may not know their names. You may have never seen them before, but I can tell you, I know some of these guys personally, and they are fantastic speakers. It really is a great lineup that they have, and I'm very impressed with the level of people that they brought in for these. For more information, again, tickets go on sale February 24th. Visit the D23 website there. I highly suggest that you get there early, because what has happened for D23 events in the past is that in Walt Disney World, they sell out no matter the cost in a matter of seconds. Disneyland's sometimes not so quickly or at all. And let me take a quick minute. Let me ask you guys in the chat room, who is planning on coming out specifically for Destination D? And is it something that you knew you were going to come out for when they announced it? Or now that you see the lineup of some of the events that are going to go on, is this what's prompting you to come out and say, yeah, this is something that I have got to see. I will sit there morning until night. I don't need to ride a single attraction. Some people are saying they would go. It's too expensive. Mark booked his room for Destination D through MEI and Mouse Fan Travel, shamelessly plugging for Becky, but got a great rate. Jeremy in Utah, when it was announced, he knew. Now, Jeremy also, I know, was out in Destination D. We all enjoy those events. Knew that when they finally announced it was coming to Walt Disney World, it was something to get excited about, even in anticipation of the D23 Expo coming out later on this summer. Some people want to go, possibly can't. I think the timing has to do with it. It's in May. Maybe kids are in school. A lot of people, if they're teachers or have jobs that they can't get out, just can't get out to it because it does take place midweek and over the weekend. Let's see. Pluto Parking says, I renewed D23 just for this event. That's very telling. So a lot of people in the past have said, well, why am I a D23 member? What am I getting out of it other than maybe the magazine? Here's a perfect example. This is the kind of event that prompts people to resubscribe and keep their membership up so they can go to these events. Henry Work is asking, what's the biggest Walt Disney World D23 event they've had so far? Henry, I know things like the Epcot Sip and Stroll, the Magic and Merriment. A lot of these events sell out, again, instantly. And I think they're talking about maybe, you know, 150, 200 people. Here, obviously, going to be a much bigger venue. It is going to be over at the Contemporary Resort. I don't remember, if anybody does, how many people they had out in Disneyland. Was it around 2,000 or so? I would almost suspect that they would get a lot more for this because of Walt Disney World. I just think it's a different environment out here. And I know a lot of us are very, very passionate about it. Mark Mantoux is saying he's forever hooked after the D23 Expo. We're going to talk about that as well. But something that I did want to mention that is going to be part of Destination D and is really separate. It's going to take place the 2 days before Destination D begins is going to be the Great Disney World Scavenger Hunt. That's going to take place on May 12th and 13th in all four Walt Disney World theme parks. When it happened in Disneyland last year, it happened in California Adventure, in Disneyland and the Magic Kingdom, and through Downtown Disney and some of the resorts. Obviously here in Walt Disney World, a much bigger landscape, and they're, over this two-day event, going to let you hit all four theme parks. Tickets can be purchased, like I said, with the admission to Destination D. It's a $40 add-on per team. So you could have 2 to 4 members per team, or you can purchase it separately. So if you don't want to or you can't do the Destination D event, you can buy tickets for $60 per team for D23 members and $85 for non-members. Just like last year's scavenger hunt, the team leader has to be a D23 member, but not everybody else does, which I guess is good if you don't want to, or maybe D20, you're not sure if you want to be a D23 member. They're going to do things similar that they did to the scavenger hunt last year. You're going to check in, you're going to get an assigned park. So some people may start in Magic Kingdom, some people start at the studios, some people start at Animal Kingdom, and then you're going to sort of go from park to park. You'll get a confirmation email from Disney. The rules are going to be different than the scavenger hunt that took place at Disneyland last year. Be sure and check out D23's website for more information. There is a lot there. I can't actually sort of go through all the rules, but it will sort of explain in detail about the registration process, the team leader, and how at each park now, you're going to get a booklet of questions as opposed to one booklet with the entire set of questions for the scavenger hunt. I would be remiss if I did not mention that our own Henry Work, who is in the chat room, won the scavenger hunt last year with his team of two other lovely ladies. Very, very impressive. There was a field of, I think, about, what they say, 2,000 people total participated in it. I can only expect that, you know, we don't know what the cap might be here, but that number will probably be exceeded here in Walt Disney World. I know this is for a lot of people what they are very, very excited about. Henry says, 575 teams, but who's counting? You should be, Henry Work, because it's a very, very big accomplishment. Some people very, very hardcore when they were playing the scavenger hunt. And you can do that. You can play to win. You can play to have fun. O'Tisney, who is in the chat room, good friend. We had a great time participating in the scavenger hunt last year. Didn't win, but we're happy to come in a few places behind our good friend Henry Work and his team. You're the man to beat, Henry. There is a target on your back this year. So, but it is a great event, and it's, you know, if you can choose between one or the other, or if you can choose both, definitely do the scavenger hunt and Destination D. I loved it in Disneyland, but Walt Disney World is my home park. I think a lot of you feel the same way about that. So my question to you for the people who are going or are thinking about going is, what aspect of the Destination D event appeals to you most? Is it the speakers, the presentations, the scavenger hunt? Is it the fact that there's just a great D23 event in Walt Disney World, that it's celebrating the history of Disney to commemorate the 40th anniversary? Toasteds says the Richard Sherman concert. You will cry. Probably not, but I got cheered up. Shalon says all of it. Beth in Michigan says the scavenger hunt just for the fun of it. Jeremy says the whole package. Johnny in KC says he likes the idea of celebrating the history of Walt Disney World. And I got to tell you, when they did this in Disneyland, I was concerned that they might skip a year, that they might not do it this year, because in August is going to be the big D23 Expo. So I said, are they going to alternate it? Is it going to be Destination D in Disneyland in 2010, 2011, D23 Expo? We have to wait till 2012. I'm happy that they're having this almost back-to-back from the Destination D Disneyland event to really celebrate Walt Disney World's 40th. A lot of people email me saying, what is Disney going to do? We don't know yet what's going to happen in October, but I think this is a great way to really celebrate it. And I like the fact that, again, there's the interactive aspect with the scavenger hunt. Let's see. Toasteds can't make the scavenger hunt, hoping to get out to the event itself. Mike Fink is there for the retro merchandise. Becky is looking for the 40th. The events as a whole, you were there in Disneyland as well. We all had a great time. And there's opportunity in the evening, for the social aspect to get together, meet new friends, and get into the parks for some park time and, of course, some dining time as well. Henry says he thinks these events are great to lure people, but it's also great to add a typical Walt Disney World vacation. Absolutely, Henry. This is one of the things that if you can get and spend a whole week in Walt Disney World, you book your trip through MEI and Mousefan Travel, get in early on the week, get a couple of days, have the scavenger hunt on, I believe, Thursday and Friday, and then the Destination D events are Saturday and Sunday, and then possibly spend a couple more days to wind down in Walt Disney World. I guarantee you, no matter how much of a Disney fan and expert you think you are, you will come away with a lot of great knowledge and an opportunity to meet and hear from people that oftentimes are behind the scenes, some Disney legends, maybe some names you might not know, but afterwards you'll become very, very familiar with. Tim O'Day, Paul Anderson, incredible speakers we all know about, guys like Marty Sklar, Bob Gurr, some of the other Disney legends, some of the other ones that maybe you don't hear from as much, like Bob Mathiasen, a Jack Lindquist. Great opportunity from here to hear from people who worked on the creation of Walt Disney World more than 40 years ago. For people who are saying, well, wait a minute, you know, now I've got the D23 Expo in August and Destination D in Walt Disney World. Is it a choice? Is it a choice for you, one or the other? If so, what do you choose? Do you go out to the big 3-4 day event out in Disneyland, or do you come to Walt Disney World and do the Destination D? Two very, very different events, but for some people, it'll have to be a toss-up. It'll be a choice between one or the other. Mark, I knew you were doing both. Same thing for you, Jeremy, Becky, Henry. I'm sure a lot of you guys are going to do both. Cortini says, yeah, it's a hard choice. It would be a tough choice. If I had to choose between one or the other, having been to both, I would have a very tough time because I love Walt Disney World. I love the history, but I know what I took away from the D23 Expo, what an incredible social event that was, as well as an event to meet new people and sort of get Disney on a much more global scale. I'd love to hear you continue talking about what you think about both of these events happening in the same year. If you have to choose, which one do you choose? And which one are you going to? And what are you most excited about? You know, what do you like most? What else would you like to have seen on the schedule if there's something that you think is missing? What else could they have done? It does seem like it's been tweaked a bit since last year. Again, one of the things I'm hoping and I'm expecting more so here is a more social aspect to it for the community of Disney fans that are coming together. I can also tell you, too, that I, WDW Radio, I am planning something as well. I'm very much in the early planning stages, but I have something to sort of add on to the Destination D event as well. I'm smiling because I'm really excited about it. Trying to get those details together. Definitely stay tuned. It should be something a lot of fun to sort of add on to that experience as well. Henry, it is not going to be a competing scavenger hunt. I can promise you, I am just going to kneel before Zod and watch you work your magic, and I expect nothing less than a repeat, my friend, because really the pressure's on. Henry Work, of course, you know, he is he's the beauty and the brains behind our friends over at touringplans.com, so you can see what they're doing over there. Certainly translates very well because it helped Henry win the scavenger hunt over 575 other teams, me and Scott Otis included. So, no, my event does not involve a kitchen sink or Victoria and Albert's, but those are great ideas as well. We are running long. That's why I only talked about one news item this week, but I definitely want to keep this conversation going on the YouTube channel. Please come by, watch, and subscribe. Leave your comments there. It's youtube.com/WDW Radio. I want to hear more about your thoughts about Destination D in Walt Disney World, the schedule, what you're looking forward to, what you'd like to see, and maybe sort of how this affects your plans, if at all, to go out to California for the D23 Expo in mid-August at the Anaheim Convention Center. If you can do it, go coast to coast, baby. Destination D in May, California in August, get the best of both worlds, two completely different experiences, I can assure you. And of course, Tony Caggiano, don't forget about our Adventures by Disney right before. It is going to be a great 2011. If you are a Disney World, if you are a Disney history fan, lots of good stuff. And I applaud you, D23, for taking things up a notch with these two events. So really looking forward to what is going on. Again, please make sure you keep commenting on the YouTube channel. Don't forget to come by, subscribe to the show over in iTunes. You can also come by and listen, check out our videos, both on YouTube and at wdwradio.com. There's also a blog, photo galleries, videos, our fun, friendly discussion forums. You can order signed copies of my Walt Disney World trivia books and audio guides to Walt Disney World, which are great prep tools for the Destination D. I've got to shamelessly plug here. And the scavenger hunt, trivia books, audio guides to Walt Disney World, a great way to get ready for what should be a fun scavenger hunt. You can also call the voicemail, 888-703-2171, or email me directly at lou@wdwradio.com. Thanks again for watching. I hope to see you guys at Destination D and the D23 Expo. Appreciate everybody watching and chatting in the chat room, everybody watching over on YouTube. So until next week, wdwnewscast.com, Wednesday night at 7:30. Thanks again for watching. See ya.